away in the Valley of Los Angeles, 42 miles northwest of Disneyland, sits a tiki bar with a 78-drink challenge called the Grog Log. Drink all 78 drinks within 1 year, and you get a plaque with your name on the wall. Let's join two thirsty friends for a little Mai Tai as they embark on a drunken journey through the log and talk about dumb shit like theme parks, drinking, and drinking at theme parks.
Welcome to Mai Tai.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Corey. That was Corey. I'm Dave. Now we know who we are.
We've got it down.
We're breaking format this week. We have a special episode. We are not grog logging. We're actually about to head over to the Tonga Hut for the St. Patrick's Day festivities, where we get pretty drunk.
We are sloppy in this one, I feel like. Yeah. We get sloppy.
So if you are my family and you don't like to hear me being drunk, then maybe skip this episode. So let's head over to the hut and take it from there.
Sounds good.
We are back at the Tonga Hut.
But we are not logging the grog today.
God, I wish I had an Irish saying for logging the grog.
We should have looked up an Irish.
A wee bit of the, I don't know.
I do think you know an Irish cheers we could do, though.
I don't know how to do an Irish accent. I'm going to cancel myself. A little bit. The drink's awake, so I'm awake.
There it is.
The drink's awake.
That was it. The drink's it's also awake. A little bit of a pirate accent, yeah. Maybe. It's
Irish by the way of the sea.
Yeah.
Laddie.
It's better rough sea.
Special episode right now. We are at Tonga Hut for the big St. Paddy's Day celebration.
It is busy.
It's busy. We couldn't get our normal booth.
We're sitting, one down.
We couldn't get our normal booth with the picture of the lady with big tits. So we're sitting in,
we're in another picture of a lady with pretty big tits.
Big titties.
But they're having a big St. Patrick's Day celebration, a new mug release, all kinds of fun stuff here today.
They're making special cocktails. We wanted to try some special cocktails. We're putting in the work for you. For us.
Tirelessly
for
working here.
Yes, yes. I hugged and kissed my kids goodbye. I said, Daddy has to go do some work.
That's what I said. I said, I realized I already went to work this morning, but now I have to go to work again.
Yeah, this is very important work that I must go do. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And then I went to the mines.
Here we are, pounding
back,
away.
We're back in the mines. It's loud. We don't know how great this is going to be, but we're just doing
works,
a little shorty.
But, yeah.
I think we're going to do a little shorty. We're going to have some fun. And speaking of fun, Tonga Hut has special St. Paddy's Day special.
Yeah.
Special specials.
Special specials
real
for the special day. All right.
Okay,
so what are we going to try first?
We are drinking the There Once Was an Old School Zombie is what it's called.
All right.
Who went by the name John Crombie. You won't be able to finish this limerick after drinking four rums, apricot brandy, and a touch of passion fruit. Four
Sounds
rums.
Sounds pretty delicious.
Yes. What do we have it in? We have it in a nice little disposable
A new
tongue.
Color.
A green.
It's a teal kind of color with orange writing.
Yeah, a teal
we'll
disposable Tonga Hut cup.
All right.
Who wants to do dishes?
Oh, no one does the dishes on St. Patrick's Day.
The drink's awake. Sure, I'm awake.
Cheers, my friend. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Ooh.
It punches the back of the throat.
I could taste every one of the four rums.
It punches the back of the throat. Now I'm talking like a pirate. What'd you do to me?
Oh, the back of my throat tastes
a little standing up.
Yeah. Do I taste all
God,
four
we're
rums?
Editing all this out.
No, we're not. We're keeping it. I'm not going to do very much editing
we're
in this episode.
We're just posting it.
This one's going straight on the feed. So watch what you say. Don't cancel yourself, which might have already happened. You
can't offended every Irish person we know.
Yeah. Can you get canceled by
doing Irish accents? This is good. It's strong.
It's very strong. Zombie. I mean, you see the word zombie in something and you know it's going to be strong. Zombies are strong.
Holy shnikes. They've got about, what, 7 drinks or 8 drinks on the menu today? They're not doing like their normal menu.
Yeah, no, you can't just come and say like, I want the nutty chi-chi.
That's what I always say when I come in here is I want the nutty chi-chi.
We're going to have to get in that damn line again to get that drink.
I should have like maybe ordered all of them at once.
Yeah, maybe we should.
That
oh, well.
Was stupid.
Maybe it'll calm down. Maybe the initial
maybe
rush
it was
will
just
calm
the
down.
Rush. That is the third very serious stare we have gotten from people walking by.
Here's the thing. I think people are also very jealous of our booth.
Yeah, we got prime spot, man.
Couple Disney-inspired things today right off the bat.
Yeah.
Corey and I, first of all, rope drop.
Before rope drop, yeah.
We were here half an hour before the doors opened. Second of all, we were wearing Disney-inspired green.
Tiki wear.
Tiki wear, green apparel.
Dave's got his enchanted tiki room spirit jersey on.
Shout out to my childhood friend, Mark Pike. Saw this tiki room Disneyland spirit jersey at a flea market, picked it up and sent it to me.
It's awesome.
Wild.
It
crazy.
Fits you perfectly,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. First ever spirit jersey. I've never owned a spirit jersey before.
I only have I got the Marvel Pride one this year that's sleeveless.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I'm cool like that.
Yeah.
But the reason I got it was because I can't wear them. I look like a linebacker in them.
If you got a smile on your face, or if you're the type of person who doesn't smile and you got resting bitch face, but you're happy on the inside, wear it. Oh, should we be using My Time coasters?
Yeah, we should.
Should we?
Wait, I'm going to put some things out here.
I know.
People
we should put some stuff out.
Dave pointed out, which I hadn't noticed, our coasters have a little sparkle to them.
We got coasters, y'all. We stickers. Are My Time. Come take a My Time
take
sticker. Come take our shit.
Oh, and I'm also wearing our new logo trial shirt.
Love
underneath
it.
My button up here.
It looks good.
Happy shirt, too.
So real quick, back to the drink. Okay, it's strong.
I like it, though.
Whenever you see zombie on a menu, it's going to be strong. Typically, zombies on the menu say, can only order one.
We did just send a picture of ourselves to our pals at RIP Tour podcast.
Oh, yeah.
To make them jealous, and they are.
Oh, love it.
So, hi, boys.
This is wonderful. We don't always see this much life in the bar.
No, there's a lot going on in here.
Yeah, and we normally come in here and it's completely dead.
Well, it's just like grog loggers at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have said when we come here.
Wait a minute. We've talked about this drink. We haven't really described it. We've said it's strong.
We haven't said anything about the drink. We're a mess.
Yeah.
Okay,
we haven't really described
cup.
It. We've described the plastic cup. We don't know what color it's in because of the plastic cup. Corey's going to look. It's.
I think it's a little green.
I don't think it's green. I think that's just the cup.
It's tiki color.
Yeah. We're just going to assume it's a tiki color. It's very, very boozy with a slight hint of passion fruit is basically what I'm tasting.
The first sip tasted very strong. Very, very strong. Hit you in the back of the throat. A lot of rum. Subsequent sips, I definitely taste the passion fruit, like you said. And I do taste the sweetness from that apricot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 5 alcohols and passion fruit is basically what it is.
It does finish nicely. It's good.
The funny thing is that we both told our wives, hey, we're not really going to drink that much. And then easily ordered the most potent drink.
Well, it
drink.
Was the first one on the menu.
Yeah. You can't not order something that's a limerick. There once was an old guy who said this drinks awake.
Oh, God. Have you ever spent holidays at a theme park? Any holiday since today's St. Patrick's Day? I was thinking about that.
Like on the actual day?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Yes.
When did you do that?
Thanksgiving 2019. I was at Hollywood Studios.
That's right. That's when I forgot that's when you were
there. I was in Batu. I spent Thanksgiving in Batu.
You have an Oronto rep?
That's the only holiday I think I've spent in a theme park. How about you?
Done a couple Thanksgivings. I've done like Thanksgiving growing up with my family at Disney World in Florida.
Yeah.
I think maybe more than once. I remember.
Did you get a big old turkey leg for Thanksgiving?
No, we went. I distinctly remember the one time we went to Thanksgiving dinner at Citrico's at the Grand Floridian.
Okay.
Okay, nothing against Grand Flow fans.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't feel at home there. So I distinctly remember like being at that dinner there and being like, I don't know, I was probably 12 or 13 or something, and being like, this is not my vibe.
I feel like the Polynesian is more at home for us than...
The Poly is my jam.
I agree with the Grand Floridian. I see that, and I'm like, it's a nice, fancy hotel, fancy-ish. It feels stuffy.
It's not the style I like. So I did Citrico's for Thanksgiving when I was like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first year I moved to California, I think my parents came to visit and we went to the Disneyland Hotel for Thanksgiving dinner.
That's cool.
And it was in one of those big like banquet halls there, you know, like
I've sat in there at 4 a.m. waiting for a hatbox ghost.
Oh, that's right.
I'm familiar with the banquet hall.
So I did that. And then the only other one I think I've done for my like bachelor party, quote unquote, I went with a few friends to Disney World. And that the last day was St. Patrick's Day that we were there.
Oh, cool.
So I went to Epcot. It was actually pretty fun because a lot of the countries did like special drinks and stuff for St. Patrick's Day, that just for like the day or whatever. So it was cool. But
is St. Patty's Day something that you've ever celebrated? We are a theme park podcast, but we're also a drinking podcast.
Yeah.
This is a big drinking holiday.
No, like,
man, this drink is already fucking with me.
I don't remember it being a thing. As an adult, it was definitely like a single adult was like a make plans with friends and go get silly.
Yeah. I've spent a couple of Los Angeles St. Patty's Days like in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like on Main Street going up and down. Yeah,
that's like super fun.
I have a really funny memory of one of my very best friends, Billy. We were so drunk and we had been at like the bar since like 9 a.m. And her now husband, Tim, went to get pizza and Cokes for all of us. And Billy was walking back with the pizza and the Cokes balanced on top of the box.
Right.
Walking so slowly, just staring at the Cokes, one foot in front of the other. We got this. I was wasted, and it's burned in my mind, her trying to walk down Main Street like that.
I once won a Guinness chugging contest.
You did? That's impressive.
Yeah, I got a Guinness hat that Rebecca made me throw away.
The nerve.
Yeah, years later.
This is a prized possession.
Years later, she's going through the closet, and it's like, what the fuck is this? It was like a big Cat in the Hat style.
Okay, that's fair. I was imagining like a
not a ball cap. It was a Cat in a Hat style Guinness hat. And she's like, "What the hell is this?" And I was like, "I got this for drinking Guinness on St. Patty's Day." So back to holidays at theme parks. Do you think that the food is ever any good? Like, I mean, like,
that's also was my point that I got sidetracked from.
Sorry, sidetracked.
No,
you.
I doing it too. I doing it too.
It's my fault.
I'm doing it too. I don't remember either of those Thanksgiving dinners being good.
Yeah. When I was in Disney World for Thanksgiving, we went to a character dinner, the Snow White one.
Storybook dining,
which is supposed to be a great one.
It's supposed to be pretty good, yeah.
And it was just like, the food was like fine.
But you got to see the Evil Queen, which is cool.
The Evil Queen was great. I remember there being like a couple cool drinks or dessert was great.
Yeah. The poison apple.
Yes, the poison apple. I remember Rebecca got Thanksgiving and I was like, that's going to be wildly
not good.
Yeah. And it was like not good.
Mass-produced Thanksgiving food is hard to do.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What's that restaurant in Main Street at Disney
Liberty
World?
Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yeah, and I've heard that is good.
Well, it's not on Main Street.
Okay. What's that restaurant at Magic Kingdom?
It's in Liberty Square, Liberty Tree Tavern.
Right.
When I was growing up, I think that was one of the ones we went to most often.
Yeah.
Because food at the Magic Kingdom notoriously wasn't good, it still is like not great.
Ooh.
So using that shield.
I just had an idea.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. St. Patty's Day idea.
Okay.
The Irish. What do we know about the?
I was going to say the Irish goodbye.
Yeah. Okay. We're just going to leave.
The mics and everything here.
Okay. No, the Fighting Irish. So hit me with a Disney opinion that is going to make me fight you.
Okay. This is hard. Because I know you too.
Okay,
well, too.
Okay, just start rattling off things.
Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully is actually a good ride.
Okay. I could see that somebody would like that ride. That doesn't make my blood boil yet.
Do you have a blood boiler for me?
No, I'm trying to think of a blood boiler. They should renovate Main Street Disneyland to get rid of the presidents. I'm just trying to think of a very controversial.
I don't feel like you even feel this way.
No, they should get rid of the presidents. They should.
To be honest, I haven't been in that in years.
I've never been to it in Disneyland.
David.
Okay, there we go. Blood's boiling.
Okay,
I can feel your rage.
My blood boiling point is when you are such a fan of this. Have you not been on every single attraction there?
Because that is such a skip.
It's not a skip. It's cool.
I can't think of anything I wanted to do less at a theme park
we're going.
Than watch. Fuck no,
when
I'm
we're
not
going. When we go, I'm making you go.
I refuse. To drag my children to that.
You and I are going to get late night turn, and then I'm making you go watch that show.
There is nothing I would want to do less at a theme park.
We're going.
I don't even know why the Hall of Presidents exists. I truly don't.
It's not the Hall of Presidents at Disneyland. It's Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. Get it right.
Still, look.
You're going. Look,
We all stand, Abe.
Well, he does stand in the show, and it's remarkable. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Going on it.
That's okay.
Do you have any other... Wait.
I'm trying
What else have you been holding out on me that you haven't been on at Disneyland? Holy shit.
That's it. I think that's it. But wait a minute. I think that they should completely replace the Hall of Presidents. They should get rid of that. It's bullshit.
What? Okay. So nothing else you haven't been on?
Anything else?
Or DCA, at DCA?
DCA, I've been on everything.
What about Disney World?
Oh, Disney World. There's plenty, probably.
Like what?
Well... I don't think I've been on Mission Space. This is where I lose my Disney card,
no,
I feel.
Honestly, that one's fine. That's a pass for me, and you never have to
go on. Don't feel like I've been on Mission Space. I missed out on going to the new version of Journey into Imagination.
The current one or the
current,
one?
The current one. The current.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to go on it, so I haven't been on that since the
80s. I also hate you for that, but also maybe leave it because the 80s one was way better.
So make each other angry Disney version.
Okay, let's pause it. You think of things, and one of us is getting back in line because it's the shortest line that's been.
Oh, yeah, good call. All right, I'll get in line. I'm going to hop in line. Line's the shortest that it's been.
I'm going to shut it off.
Before we shut it off, what would you rate this drink?
4.5 out of 5. Might be my highest ever.
Holy crap.
I love it.
You love this.
Like, I might have you order me another one when you get that other.
Okay, this one's a 3.25 for me.
Really?
I like it. I don't love it.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Okay. Difference of opinion. Fighting Irish.
Fighting Irish. I like how it makes me feel.
On the inside?
On the inside. Okay. All right. You keep pretending like you're talking on the mic. Watermelon.
I was just going to say, when I was in elementary school and you were in choir and I didn't want to sing, I would just say watermelon. That's amazing.
All right.
Okay. Pausing.
Mahalo. Okay, we have drink number 2. The zombie has fucked me up so good. I forgot to pick up the mic. I was talking just generally.
I also was doing it before when I was putting new stickers and stuff out. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Talking, no response to the mic.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Have I finished this?
Yeah, we got to finish this one.
Done. I heard the little gurgles. I stood in line. I got a new drink. It's called the Leprechaun Grog. The Leprechaun Grog has 3 rums. So, if you're tallying how many rums we've had...
7 rums!
We've had 7 rums. 7 rums. This is 3 rums, lime, grapefruit, honey, spice, splash of soda.
And let's review the look of it.
Oh, the look is beautiful.
Well, it's still in the teal...
disposable cup.
Yep, but we are taking these home with us.
Yes.
Maybe we should give them away to people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hey, in 1 month, sign up for our Patreon.
And maybe we'll send you one of these plastic
cups. And we'll
send
you one of these plastic cups. I'll wash them.
Cool.
I'll wash them.
We'll even wash them for you.
I'll wash them.
Unless you don't want to wash.
Ooh,
you want that creepy.
You want that My Time spit, y'all. Yeah. Give me that My Time backwash.
Okay. It has a lime wedge on it.
Yeah.
It has mint. Slapping the mint on the top.
I
heard you guys laughing.
I was like, oh, you got to slap that mint. And I swear on my life. She goes, got to wake it up.
The mint's awake,
we're awake.
And then something super fun about this one is it has a green rock candy
this
in it.
This is great. Also what she said, oh, somebody's taking a picture of us right at this moment. She said, that's odd. So she said, he's taking maybe a picture of the big
titties.
Of the
naked ladies?
Of the big titties behind us. I love the titty artwork. If you're in North Hollywood and you want to see some nice titties,
come to Tonga Hut.
So about this drink, I asked her, what color is this drink? Because I know it's going into a plastic
cup. Yeah.
She said, it's funny because it's brownish
Deep
by
brown.
She's like, it's brownish by nature, but we add green, so it's greenish brownish. And
wait,
I
they put green food coloring in all this shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I
no,
said,
Dave.
I said, good to know for tomorrow.
David.
Good to know for tomorrow when I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And it's like one of those, I ate beets kind of moments.
Also, a person with Crohn's needs to know.
Okay, so just know that you've consumed
some food
green.
Can die. Okay, yeah. So I don't need to call the doctor first thing tomorrow morning. Okay.
So, don't take me Lucky Charms, but do take me Leprechaun's Grog.
There we go. All right.
The drink's awake, so I'm awake.
There we go.
Okay. You don't like this one.
Can you tell by my instant sip?
Yeah. I like this one more.
Than the first one?
I might like this one more because I feel like it's got more to it.
There's more layers.
There's more layers.
I need my Tiki 2 sip.
Like Aurora. My old Irish proverb, Shrek.
It's like an onion.
It's like an onion, donkey.
I got layers.
You got layers. You peel the layers, donkey. What is this? Right. What are we doing?
I don't know. But we're having fun. Wait, let me ask you a question. Was this out of the pitcher or did she make it?
It's out of the big jug.
Okay. It's out of the big jugs?
Yeah. Big jugs behind you, big jugs in
Maybe
front of you.
Maybe that's what this episode needs to be called, big jugs.
Dang, we are surrounded by big jugs.
Okay, I do like it.
It's good. It's spicy. I like it.
I like the See, spice of it.
I like, okay, so there's in cooking, salt, fat, acid, heat.
Right.
Those are the things that make a good dish.
Right.
You have those components and it's balanced.
Right.
That's what I like. And tiki, I don't know. I don't know what I like. I like this.
To your point, it needs to be balanced. Like the acidity, the sweetness, the alcohol flavor, it needs to be balanced.
Yeah,
I
like sweet, I like spicy,
yeah.
I like potent, and I like acid.
Acid. I feel like my ears are red.
Okay. Who the fuck can remember what we were talking about?
Oh, blood boiling theme park takes.
Irish. Yeah,
the
fighting Irish.
Irish.
The fighting Irish. This is just me trying to piss off my friend. I don't like this anymore. Corey and I are very different in some ways, but very similar in other ways.
Yeah. I feel like we're
nostalgic,
with...
yes. But then we
agree
are...
that times need to change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do we agree on too much, Corey? We're good friends. That's what I'm finding out. Wait a minute.
We know too much about each other's opinions is the problem.
Yeah. This was genius, by the way. Coming here today with all this shit. We've got a table full of stickers. We got a table full of coasters.
Yay!
Yeah.
Take it. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're drinking every drink on the grog log, and we're reviewing it, and we're talking about dumb shit that we like to talk
like
about.
Tiki Rum and Disney and shit.
Yeah, like Disneyland or whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey that matches your hat. So
yeah, the Tiki Room Spirit jersey. So you are our demographic.
Yeah, you're exactly what we're looking for.
We just met the center of the Venn diagram.
Yeah, it was literally the Tiki Disney person.
Wait a minute. We need a name for our listeners. The Vennies?
Yeah, we do need a name for our listeners.
Hey, Vennies.
Tikinis? Tikinis?
I don't know. We
need
a name.
We need like some themed entertainment Tiki name for our listeners.
The fucking...
Our teenies? Oh, our teenies!
What?
Our teenies!
I have no idea what that means at this point.
It's funny.
Guys, I think this zombie fucked us up.
I'm
very worried that this is going to be one of those...
This is what happens on St. Patrick's Day.
No,
you get accidentally drunk.
No, I'm very worried that, you know, like in a movie where there's your main character is really fucked up.
Yeah.
And then they show you a quick shot of that main character.
Yeah.
And they're just acting like they're not making sense at all. I'm very worried that you're going to say, like, our teenies. Our teenies and screaming and grabbing me.
I think our teenies is good.
What is our teenies?
Like, cheeky, teeny.
Our
Disney, teeny.
Our teeny.
I'm combining the words.
What?
In my
what
mind,
word?
I'm combining the words of tiki and Disney. Teeny.
Oh, teenies.
Yeah. Tiki, Disney, teenies. Hey, You know what? You got a better idea? Why don't you email us at mytimethepodcast@gmail.com?
Or call us at 559-WE-DRUNK.
What do we call our listeners? If you come up with the best name that we pick to call our listeners, we will send you a free t-shirt.
Okay, let's check back in with these drinks. Leprechaun. Are there any Disney leprechauns?
A little man under the tree in front of Indiana Jones.
Yes, yes. The little, like, tree guy.
I think he's a leprechaun, right?
Yeah, of course. Like, you live in a tree, you're a leprechaun.
There's a Golden Books about him now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which I still have been collecting those Golden Books about Disney stuff. Are you still collecting those?
No.
My kids are younger, so.
Corey, I'm fucked up.
There's a lot going on in here, so it's really hard to, like, focus on talking to
each
other.
Okay, first of all, very difficult for two people with ADD to be in a crowded room.
Yep. And this is not what it's normally like.
You give them mics. Third of all, you give them alcohol.
And good fucking luck.
There's like a woman with a pineapple on her head. There's.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. There's been like at least 10 people in kilts.
We didn't fight. We tried to fight. We didn't fight.
We haven't been able to fight. I'm sure it'll happen eventually. Okay, I have my secondary topic today we might be able to fight about.
Okay.
We are booked and blessed for the fall.
Yes.
We're going to Universal Orlando. I'm taking Dave to Horror Nights there. And we're meeting up with a bunch of friends. And we're going to expose Dave to HHN Orlando for his first time.
Oh, wait a minute. What about, like, the holidays? Monster Holidays.
Monsters? You're drunk.
What was that?
Monsters Holidays? What are you talking about?
Monsters.
Holidays in Hell?
Holidays in Hell. Monsters Holidays in Hell.
Oh, we should talk about Holidays in Hell. The leprechaun was in there.
We should talk about Holidays in Hell.
Let's talk about Holidays in Hell.
Let's talk about Holidays in Hell.
All right, Holidays in Hell.
Let's describe Holidays in Hell first. For anybody that doesn't know.
I'm going to. It started in 2019 at Hollywood Horror
Nights. Now we're getting punchy.
In Hollywood.
We're getting punchy.
Hey. Okay, 2019, which maybe was up until this year, was maybe my favorite year of Hollywood. Hollywood Horror Nights had an original maze called Holidays in Hell. It was in the Parisian courtyard in the upper lot. I see you trying to put that mic towards your face. You zip it, sir. Notoriously, the Parisian courtyard has been my favorite Halloween Horror Nights house in Hollywood year over year. I probably went through Holidays in Hell in 2019 30 times. At least.
Holy crap.
So the premise of the maze is you start on New Year's Eve, but it's like a messed up version of all the holidays.
Yeah, there's a... Okay.
So you go through the entire calendar year.
Corey just said, I held up
a finger. So you go through the whole calendar year, starting on New Year's Eve, like baby New Year, all the way through Christmas. But it's demonic versions of the holidays. So you do New Year's, you do Valentine's Day, you do Easter, you do...
All of them.
What is today? St. Patrick's Day.
You do Independence Day.
Yeah, Independence Day.
You do Thanksgiving.
You do Christmas. You do...
Yeah.
All these things, but they're like...
You name a holiday,
they're
and
in
you
there.
Do it.
Okay, so I loved it in 2019. Cut to 2023.
Wait, but what about the Thanksgiving turkey guy? You're not going to talk about Thanksgiving turkey guy?
I will talk about the Thanksgiving turkey guy. People that are not super familiar with Horror Nights might not know this, but sometimes things appear at the beginning of the event that don't stay for whatever reason. They get bad guest reaction to them. It affects the flow of the house, whatever it may be. In Holidays in Hell, in 2019, the first night it opened, when you went through Thanksgiving, there was a human male man mannequin wrapped up in the shape of a turkey with his asshole straight up. With like that, what is that thing called that you put in a turkey? Like the little...
The baster.
Yeah, in his asshole.
Yeah. So how long until they
I believe it was only the first night.
One night.
So cut to 2023. I take Dave. First night, Holidays in Hell is fun. Asshole guy is not in the turkey room. They've completely remodeled it.
We did not have the asshole, but we had like a bunch of like turkey peoples.
Yeah,
like,
the gobblers.
Gobblers like jumping out and like screaming at us.
Like,
which is...
Yeah, it's like basically like turkeys take their revenge on the humans.
Yeah, cool.
But then, cut to a few weeks later, I say to Dave, hey, dude, you want to go to Horror Nights again? And he was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the aforementioned night of 18 run-throughs where we just went hame. But we went down to the lower lot first.
Yeah, our first house of the night was Monsters in Hell.
Holidays in Hell.
All right. I'm drunk.
You went to Holidays in Hell first.
Monsters in Hell, Holidays in Hell. It's all in Hell.
So you were going from daylight to a dark haunted house. Not just like coming in here in the Chonga Hut and not being able to see. I was halfway through the house, got so disoriented.
She could not see a
thing. I couldn't see shit.
We couldn't. Neither of us could see a thing.
We were the only people in the house.
We were the only people in the haunted house.
And I honestly got scared, even though I was so familiar with it.
The most terrifying experience.
We were like kind of holding each other's hands a little bit.
We were the only two in the run through. If you go through Horror Nights, you're normally with like people in front of you, people in back of you. You know that people in front of you are going to get scared.
It's a conga line situation.
The people in back of you are going to get scared. You know you're not going to get it all.
No.
Corey and I were the only two people there. We couldn't see shit, and they were fucking with us.
And I almost went out the emergency exit because I didn't know where to go. Dave grabbed me, and I was like so embarrassed.
Oh my God, Corey was leaving the haunted house, she didn't know.
I didn't know. I just started wandering. I ran into a wall. We had not even had a drink yet, I don't think.
Oh my God.
I was so turned around.
Yeah, how do we not talk about Holidays in Hell on St. Patty's Day?
Well, they do got that leprechaun that spits in your face, so.
Oh, yeah, the leprechaun. Leprechaun coming out the boo hole.
Also, it is topical because that is a rumor for this year in Orlando.
It is?
That they might do it, yeah.
Should we talk about these drinks real fast?
We did. I would give this 3.75.
Oh, it's high.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'd give it a 3.75.
Oh, we agree. Great.
We're not the Fighting Irish. We're the Fighting.
We're teenies.
We're. God. All right.
Send your better suggestions, please.
Yes.
What do we do to wrap this up?
I don't know. I've lost where we are.
We're a mess. I'm sweating.
We're a mess. You're sweating, and I have another zombie to drink.
I know.
I don't know how you're going to drink that. All right. So, St. Patty's. St. Patty's a 10 out of 10.
Great. Lovely folks here. Fun merch.
Good drinks. Look, you could spend it at a typical Irish pub. You could get a pint of Guinness. I love Guinness. I do love Guinness.
I probably still love a Guinness when I get home, if I'm honest.
I don't know. I will say I do miss an Irish jig. There's not a lot of jigging here.
But there were many people in kilts.
Yeah, but there's not enough getting jiggy.
Not enough getting jiggy with it?
Not enough people get jiggy. If you spend your St. Patty's Day at a tiki bar, you're not going to get jiggy.
Maybe not.
But you're going to get drunk.
Yep. And if you come to Chonga Hut, you get good tacos as well.
Oh, fuck. Those tacos brought me back to life a little bit.
I'm alive.
I'm going to suck down the rest of this. I'm going to suck off this leprechaun.
Suck off that leprechaun.
I'm going to suck off this leprechaun and then call it a day.
Great. Let's do it.
All right.
Well,
happy St. Patty's Day to you all.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Wait, what's an Irish goodbye?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to our St. Patty's Day special. Corey and I were going to fully commit to the Irish goodbye, Irish exit that we did at the end of our Tonga Hut day. But we were both talking about it, and we wanted to send a heartfelt thank you to everybody that works at the Tonga Hut. You all worked your ass off on St. Patty's Day in order for people like us to have a good time. And furthermore, all service industry people, really a heartfelt thank you to all of you. St. Patty's Day is a mess at bars, and I know that people don't always say thank you, either verbally or monetarily. So thank you very much. That said, we fast-tracked this episode. We wanted to get it out for you all quickly. So I'm recording this outro by myself, but I know I speak for both Corey and I. Thank you all. You know how to find us on social media. It's at mytimethepodcast on Instagram. It's mytimethepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to send us any questions or feedback or toasts that we can use on upcoming episodes, you know how to hit us up. It's 559-WE-DRUNK to call us. please leave us 5 stars on iTunes or Spotify and leave us a review. We'd love to see that. It means a lot to us. Until next week, we get back on track with the Grog Log, and we will talk to you then. Bye.